foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview. Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
Janie, we have come to the conclusion of our Psalm 23, the names of God. We're in verse 6, and it says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
Jehovah Chalet. The Lord is our inheritance. So wherever the Lord is, we are feasting with Him because we are in His presence. He doeth all things well. He has prepared exactly what He wants for each one of us. Now, Sharon, we are also the inheritance of God the Father to God the Son and God the Son to God the Father. So We need to remember, are we ready to be an inheritance to the God of creation forever and ever? And are we going to dwell with Him forever after all He's done for us? Or are we going to reject Him as the good shepherd, the great physician?
So that's our inheritance. That's my inheritance.
Yes. Okay. Him. And all that goes with Him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't want heaven without Him.
Well, it's interesting that He is our inheritance. You know, it's not the streets of gold and the precious stones that we're after. It's Him that we're after.
Sharon, anything to do with Jesus Christ is a part of our inheritance.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
Okay, that makes
sense. So if we only knew the depths of what that meant, we'd never care if we ever went shopping again, if we ever took a cruise or a vacation, if we ever had anything. That is so glorious that we will be in a body that will last forever with no pain or fear or suffering, that we will understand the Lord. I don't know that we can ever understand the depths, although He says that we'll know Him like He is, and our understanding of Him will be one. I cannot wrap my feeble brain around that joy that it will have to be. Not needing anything, but having everything in a person, Jesus Christ, and of course, operating as a Trinity.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the technical, technical's the wrong word, Sharon. Let's talk about the aspects that we do understand from the language on how it was written under inspiration. It's really to divide or to give a portion of something. And most of the times in the Old Testament, it was in reference to dividing up the land. And we know that the Lord divided up the land for the 12 tribes, and each one was given a portion.
Right.
But this also goes past that. It can include, what is one's lot in life? What is your portion?
Oh,
were you given a great abundance of, as some people have been given great abundance of good looks, and other of us have just put our sunglasses on a lot. Some have a great ability to withstand and high energy, and others walk in a more mild lifestyle.
Right.
But they have been apportioned what God wants for them in a lot of how He wants to use them at this point in time. But why I'm bringing the point out is many people do not see that in the company of God's family, let's just say there are different departments. Okay. Would that make sense?
Okay.
And one is doing everything that He called them to do, and He's prepared them to do it the way He wants them to. And we are one. But just as though you had a job in a company and I had a job in the same company, but we were doing different things for different purposes.
Right.
Okay? So today, I think I'd just like to tell you that we need to have a warning and a challenge that no man
can serve two masters. You cannot have confidence in the flesh and then have confidence in Christ. It's either one or the other.
Oh, that's a good point.
If you believe that more education and more prayer and more effort and more zeal and more Bible study and more anything that makes you a better servant of God, then you're putting confidence in the flesh.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm studying. I'm praying. I'm doing what the Lord has told me to do. I'm witnessing. But if I'm doing that in my own strength because I still have some mixture that I don't want to give up, I'm serving two masters. And that's not going to work. Now, when Jesus Christ is your all in all, and you are looking unto Him because He's sufficient for all, then Sharon, you will have more zeal, and you will have a hunger for Bible study. Mm. And those that are not lovely, you'll love them, and you're thinking, why am I loving these precious people so when I used to not even like them? Okay?
Right.
And then we have been given the uniqueness. The church has been given a uniqueness. And it's the only time where Christ says that He just indwells in their body, in their tabernacle. And so many times we sing, oh, Holy Spirit, come. Mm. And He's wanting to say, I am
already here.
I'm already here.
Right.
So church is not a building. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. In His presence, we will be one in Him. We are the body and He is the head. And it takes both of us. You know, a body without a head would be pretty weird.
Right.
And having a head kind of floating around without a body would be scary. But you put the two together and you have a completeness of why God decided before the foundations of the world that He wanted a family that would glorify Him. And that wasn't pride. He is God. That He could commune with forever. Okay? We have to know the Great Shepherd. Right. We have to know Jesus Christ. We have to know that He's all-knowing, all-seeing, every place at the same time, at one time. He knows everything, sees everything, and is everything.
So it's Christ alone.
Christ alone, yes.
He will supply every need.
Yes, and Sharon, there's hundreds of verses that will substantiate that. But let's just give five verses of reference. So I start off in John 15:5. Apart from Jesus Christ, I can do nothing. So I've established that it has to be by, through, and to Him.
Right.
And one of my favorite verses there is Romans 11:36. And then we have Ephesians 5:15. We have Philippians 3:10-15. And I want to camp out there just a second. Because some people say, what you're saying, ladies, is just impossible. But in Philippians 3:10, it says that I might know Him. And until we know Him, everything else we've talked about in the last weeks on Psalms 23 will not have what it was meant to have for us.
Right.
And then Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For me to live is Christ. It's not my own agenda. It's not my own plan. And then Galatians 2:20 really is that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But I don't live by my power, my own strength. I live through Him, and I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just start to take those five verses and then let the Spirit take you wherever else, that will be giving you a foundation for being able to go back into Psalms 23.
So what I hear you saying is that Jesus Christ is our inheritance. And when we receive Him as Lord and Savior, then we get Him, our inheritance. And that inheritance continues throughout eternity.
And that is correct. We cannot comprehend with our brain what is already ours. It's like the lady who is eating cat food
and she has this big box of papers that her son sent her over the decades. There are certificates of money. She is a multi-millionaire, but she never could read what the paper was. This is a true story. Mm-hmm. She could never read what was on the paper, so every time her son sent her the paper, she put it in a box, but she had this little bitty pittance, and so she lived in poverty and cat food when she was a multimillionaire because she didn't know what the son had provided for her.
Mm.
What a story.
Yeah, and we can relate that back to the spiritual aspect of what Jesus Christ has done for us.
Yeah.
And so many don't open the box.
Yeah.
They have no idea that all it takes is just a peek inside for our inheritance.
Yes, and then we are a gift that the Father and the Son have given to each other. Sharon, Psalms 23, what has so impressed me that I didn't really look at before is how the Lord starts out so gentle in the words that he uses to describe himself.
Uh-huh.
And then he keeps building a little bit more and a little bit more. And then by the time we get down to today's lesson, he's taking those lambs and he's growing them to where they're ready to have to face enemies. But there's a table prepared.
Uh-huh.
He's getting them ready for warfare. He's getting them ready for the wolves, that now that they will be able to sense and have a new understanding of where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want."
And that's why mentoring matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, with resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.